The KC Show on Cork's Red FM.
Good morning, everyone. This is Cork's Red FM. You're listening to The KC Show. Guns N' Roses, over the weekend, got back together for the first time in 23 years. Huge news. And we've been teased many times before with possible reunions of the band. But it was always going to break down to Rose and Slash getting back together and being friends. Seems to have been patched up. Slash would have left the band back in the mid-90s, replaced by a guitarist from Nine Inch Nails. There was many, many bust-ups. There was a lot of problems with drink, a lot of problems with drugs, and it was just the rock and roll lifestyle, considering that the band were very young as well. This was all going on while the lads were in their mid-20s. So, is it going to happen? Well, I spoke to Slash a couple of months ago, and he told me there was no hope of a reunion. But things have changed. But here's my chat with Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Hey, how's it going?
Really good. Listen, tell us a little bit about what you're up to at the moment. I know you've got a brilliant project on the go at the moment. You must be really happy with Apocalyptic Love now that we're on the theme of the end of the world and whatnot.
Well, actually, the title of the record was about, you know, personal relations on the eve of the apocalypse. Was where the title came from.
Okay.
Because there was so much talk about the apocalypse. I forgot about the relationship between the end of the world and the name of the record. But anyway, we've toured all through 2012, and it's been great. And the thing's still going. So we're jumping on another leg in February, which is going to bring us to your neck of the woods. It was supposed to be done last year, and somehow it didn't happen. And I was like, I just talked to my agent, and I was like, you got to make this happen, otherwise someone's going to kill me. So anyway, but it's been a great, you know, last year was great. I had a blast all throughout. And then this year, it's all about a little bit more touring, but mostly about getting another record together and stuff.
And it's going to be really nice to have you back in Ireland, because I know a man that's influenced you and was a reason that you picked up a guitar, an Irish man by the name of Rory Gallagher, was a huge influence on you.
Yeah. Rory, he was a huge influence, and one of my, you know, sort of biggest moments in my career, I guess, it was pretty early on. I got to jam with him at the Roxy in Los Angeles and you know, spend an evening just hanging out, getting drunk with him and jamming acoustic in the hotel afterwards. And it was, you know, one of those momentous occasions. But yeah, a big influence on me is an electric and an acoustic guitar player.
How did you end up on stage with Rory Gallagher?
You know, to tell you the truth, it's a little bit foggy. I know I went to go see him. I think that was basically it. And then I didn't think that he would have any idea who I was. And you know, I mean, if anything, it was 1990 or 91 or maybe even 89. I can't remember. It was a long time ago. And somehow he knew that I was there or something like that. And next thing you know, I was on stage. I'm sure there's more detail to that story. I'm a rock guitar fan through and through. Like, there's something about people who know what... It's really hard to verbally put a word to it, you know, but a rock guitar is a feel thing, and some people have this great sort of way of expressing themselves through rock and roll on guitar, and he's just one of those guys that spoke to me. You know, there's a handful of them that I think are really communicate sort of the attitude of rock and roll really brilliantly. And so he was one of those guys early on that I was like, this guy's amazing. And that's basically it. You know, he's a Strat player, and he has just he's one of those guys that almost made me play a Strat, just because he makes a Strat sing the way that it does.
Yeah. It was always going to be music for you, though, Slash. I mean, your dad was involved in music as an album cover designer for years. He did some amazing albums through time. And your mum created costumes for the likes of David Bowie and John Lennon. Your entire background is steeped in amazing contact, an amazing history of music.
The funny thing about all that is that no one ever told me about that, you know, that I was going to end up being a musician. So I, even though I was surrounded by that world and I was hugely influenced by music in general, you know, and really was surrounded by the music business in a sense, and all the artists and so on. It never occurred to me to be an actual musician, and I sort of stumbled on it when I was, I guess they say it's pretty late, you know, like 14, 15 years old. I sort of was introduced to guitar through Steve Adler, of all people, and that was it. You know, it was like the heavens opened up, and it was like that big, you know, aw moment. But prior to that, I had no aspirations to be a musician. And looking back on all that, it's really funny that I didn't.
When, you know, you got Guns N' Roses together, that particular part of your life, those 10 years of madness, how insane was it?
By most people's standards, it was insane. But, you know, I guess maybe just because living in it, it just didn't seem like that big a deal.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people, like, you know, sort of labeled us as being, you know, this sort of hedonistic, drug-addled, you know, tour de force of destruction. You know?
Yeah.
And it was a really great rock band, you know. And so, you know, it was a great time. It was a great bunch of guys to work with, and especially, you know, we were pretty young. It really had a sort of innocent kind of magic to it, you know.
Were you very disappointed that you couldn't reunite as a band when you were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? You were willing to play together.
I didn't honestly see it coming. I mean, I didn't see it happening, so I wasn't disappointed. It was an interesting thought, you know. I think in a sort of, if you want to romanticize the idea of it coming together for this one night,
yeah,
that seemed like an interesting, pleasant enough idea. But in the back of my mind, I was pretty positive it wasn't going to happen.
And it probably never will happen.
I mean, I've been having a blast. I mean, people seem to forget that I left the band, you know, almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was
ages ago. Really bizarre how it just sort of goes on and on with this concept of, I don't know, coming back together, or people still loving it as much as they do, which is great. But I think the original band really, you know, ended in 1989, and then we managed to sort of get it back together for a minute, and then we managed to perpetuate it on tour with not even all the original members. But it was a slow death, you know.
Okay, Slash, a couple of quick fire questions before we let you go.
Yeah.
These are, you are a huge SpongeBob SquarePants fan.
Yeah, I have to admit I am.
You collect pinball machines.
I used to. I don't really collect them now, but I still have a few. You know, I still have like six, I think.
7 years clean and sober. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you.
You don't know how to cook?
Not properly, anyway.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can cook to save my life, but I mean, I just don't have the patience for it.
Right.
That's the real issue there.
Okay, good stuff. Slash, thank you so much for ringing into the show, and we really hope that this time round, there will be a proper reunion, there will be a proper world tour, and the band will be back together full time. Because you have a lot of fans out there waiting to see you live again. Lovely talking to you.
All right, cheers.
Take care, Slash. Bye-bye.
The KC Show. Waking up Cork. Weekdays from 5 a.m.
Red FM.